This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off today in Israel, where a fight for LGBT rights is causing a whole lot of government instability. Not that there isn't already instability in the Israeli parliament, but essentially a vote got put up this week to ban gay conversion therapy. The vote was put up by the opposition party, and it caused conflict within the ruling party when some members crossed the floor to pass the motion. So gay conversion therapy is now banned in Israel. It is a great step forward and a great victory for LGBT activists in the country, but however, it has caused this enormous rift. Stefan, you've been looking at the US and our friend President Trump.
Well, yes, I mean, we have been reporting weeks after weeks on how the Trump administration trying to erode trans rights. And again, this week, they're now trying to roll back an Obama rule, ensuring that trans people are housed in line with their gender identity. So they're putting a proposal that will permit staff at federally funded homeless shelters to use a person's physical characteristic to determine whether they're transgender. So that's, again, erosion of rights that we've seen week and week after week in with the Trump administration. And I think a lot of it is due to, we might not be as careful with these things because of what's going on, pandemic and all this.
So do you think he's trying to slip things through while, the administration are trying to slip things through while people are occupied with other issues?
That's just me saying that, obviously, but that's the sense I have. There's so much else going on that it's these things, little things after little things, and then constantly. I mean, there's a relentless attack on trans rights in the US. It's just nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, it is relentless, and you wonder if it's about that, if it's about just trying to shore up voters in November, starting to stir their anger, just trying to turn up like they did last time.
To stir the base, I think this is pure politics. I think, unfortunately, we're going to get more of this for the trans community over the coming months. Shannon, where have you been looking at around the world?
So, in Turkey, Netflix has cancelled a TV show because there was a gay character in it. It wasn't necessarily Netflix's total decision. The government, because there was a gay character, refused to grant a production license.
To give credit to Netflix, they actually decided not to carry on with it. They wouldn't change the production to get the necessary documentation.
Yeah, and because the government wouldn't let them go through with it, Netflix said, well, we just won't do the show. But it's not the first time. Turkey's raised a lot of objection with a lot of Netflix things based on Netflix, being obviously open to gay characters.
So it would have been really easy for Netflix to drop that character then. It wasn't the main part of the plot, and I think it's good that they have decided to drop the show rather than drop the character to suit the politician in Turkey and the line. I think it's credit to them that they've done that.
Of course, talking about my favourite program, the reason why Turkey has stopped attending the Eurovision Song Contest is because they've decided that's gone to LGBT.
Interesting times in Turkey. Paul, you've been keeping an eye on Poland. We've been watching Poland for quite some time now.
Yes, well, you won't be surprised. It's not good news from Poland. Poland have decided to withdraw from a European treaty, which is known as the Istanbul Convention. Strangely, we were just talking about Turkey. But this treaty is about preventing violence against women. Now, the reason that they've cited why they have decided to withdraw from it is because it would require their schools to teach people about, or teach their children about, gender. So this is getting back to the, what was the quote? That the convention violates the rights of the parents and contains elements of ideological nature, i.e. it includes references to LGBT people. I mean, this is on the back of the re-election of the president, who has described the promotion of LGBT rights as an ideology that is more destructive than communism.
Surely there's a movement of women within Poland who are, you know, just put aside the LGBT issue, and this is a treaty against violence against women. Surely yeah. there's a group there that's willing to
speak up and fight this one. There has been. Thousands of women have protested in various cities across Poland, but the government is still going ahead with it.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.